Alright, so we're going to play along with Redemption's song here. And the very first thing we notice on the sheet music is that it has the intro in standard notation. And if you don't read standard notation, then that's going to be tough. Although I have to say, if you're in Repertoire Book 2, the very first PDF, the very first page of the PDF, it has some common riffs of this is online when you look at Repertoire Book 2. It has a PDF of common tabs like My Girl, Stand By Me, Wild Night, and the very second one there is Redemption Song. It has the tab of the intro. And you could play along with the boom, budding, boom, boom, ding, ding, ding part. But we're not going to do that right now because that's a different, reading tab is a different lesson. So we're just going to wait for him to come in with Old Pirates on line 3 and come in when that happens. Clarified, on the sheet music is standard notation, but the PDF in the front of Repertoire Book 2, it has the same thing in tab if you wanted to read it. Or you could learn to read in standard notation, but that would take a while to be able to read that. So, we're just going to wait for the first line and join when we... and hope it's in the right key. So I'll back it up a little. So it seems like it's in the right key. Okay, so we're gonna do like we did earlier and not try and match the strum. We're not gonna do any strum. We're only gonna put the chords in the right place. In other words, like, oh pirates, yes they might, and then C and G and A minor, like that, if you see what I mean. Just to put the chords in the right place, no strumming. Good. Notice that the C and G they share a bar, so they only get two beats each. One more time on that. 2, 3, 4, G. All right, we'll do it together. 2, 3, 4, G, and then E minor. 2, 3, 4, C and G and A minor. Good, we're gonna do it like that through the whole song. Just to get our bearings. Let me go back. Ah, come on, come on, come on. Come on, Bob. Second line of the second page. First ending. And then it has a repeat. I'm gonna stop Bob right now. We were just at the end of the first ending where there's a repeat. And where does that repeat back to? Actually, I should have asked you to look at...
At the end of the G, C, D, it goes back to G at the first part of the song.
Yes, correct. I should have asked you to have a look at the roadmap before we began, so that's my bad. But, so you're correct that's what happens. And so now we're at the verse on the third line of page 1, right? Right? And so then what happens? We get to page 2, second line again, and then what do you do?
You mean at the 2 coda?
Just after that. We're going to ignore the coda, because coda always means the end, so we're not ready for the end yet.
So then I assume you pick up G at number 2.
Correct. You go to second ending. Not at the coda bar, but after that, where it says... So the end of line 2. After the CD, then you go to the G. You're in the second ending, you play through that, now it has the interlude.
So 2 and then the following line. Okay? You see it says 2 and then the following line is CD, G, CD.
Correct.
And
then the next line is the interlude.
Interlude, and then there's another number 2.
Well, there's another number one. You're going to take that and repeat.
A repeat thing between of the interlude and number two here.
You play the first ending repeat, play the second ending. At the end of the second ending, it says Dies al coda. Dies means go to the segno. The segno happens to be at the beginning of the third line, page one, the little squiggly, right where the verse is. Okay? And then al coda means when it comes time, take the coda. The coda is second line of second page, middle-ish. See it? Second page, second line, after the three bars.
When I was looking for what?
The coda. So when you see that, now you take it, you take the coda, which is at the end, and you play the whole ending.
Two coda.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play the whole thing. Running out of time a little, so I'm going to just back it up and help hopefully narrate the whole thing. Here we go. G. C. G. A minor. 2, 3, 4. G. E minor. C and G and A minor. 2, 3, 4. G. 2, 3, 4. E minor. 2, 3, 4. C. G. A minor. 2, 3. G. E minor. To the verse. Okay, so you're actually getting off the rhythm, and so I started strumming and I shouldn't have. I would like to just go back to only playing chords and holding them so that you're actually listening more than you're playing. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna only play one chord per bar. So get ready, we're gonna start over. G, 2, 3, 4, E minor. That's it. Nice job. Don't get ahead. 2, 3, 4. Chorus. C, D, G. 2, 3, 4. Yes. First ending. Repeating back to the verse. Here comes A minor. Last line of page one, C, and then D. Page two, G. Going to second ending. Here's the interlude. Second ending, repeating back to the verse. Here's the verse. last line of page 1, C, D, to the chorus, page 2. Follow the lyrics too, you're getting ahead. C and D, now the coda. I mean, the coda is right here. C, D, E minor. Good. Good, coming up to the last line. Cool, and we got through it, and we got through it, we got what's going on. I think the sheet music's fairly accurate. There may be another bar or two in the interlude. I'd have to go back and listen. But in general, that interlude is, in general, it's printed pretty well. Then the last step, see, on that step, it's actually important. One of the most important things we did was we were listening more than we were playing. Common mistake with students is they strum and don't know, they're actually listening to themselves. This is a common for any less experienced musician. The more advanced you are, the more you're listening to the whole band and not just you. That's a big secret, and it's summarized in Miles Davis's famous statement, which I have an article on. It's called Listen, Then Play. That's all he said was those three magic words. He came up, it was some conga player during the Bitches Brew sessions, and he talks about this, the conga player whose name I can't remember. And all Miles said, Miles was famous for pithy little, and he just came up and said, listen, then play. Like, very profound. So I leave you with that. Great job today. So the last strum would be this, the last step would be the strum. You know, if you can get the thing louder on your speakers or wear headphones or simply strum quieter, all those factors.